One second into the race, it should be obvious that I am going to win. The main reason? My dad died years ago. I know, it's a creepy illustration, but hang with me. My point is that being alive gives us a tremendous advantage. The Bible says we were dead in our sins, just like everyone else in the world. Ephesians 2, 1 through 3. The imagery is of a few living people walking around a bunch of corpses, like a theological zombie film. This is how we are to appear in comparison to the world. Too many Christians are content with appearing to be a bit more moral than the people around them. But the difference between a true Christian and a non-Christian is not about subtle moral distinctions. It's the difference between being alive and being dead. Take a moment to set down this book and read Ezekiel 37, 1 through 14. Trust me, you won't regret it. In this passage, the prophet Ezekiel stands in the middle of a valley. As he looks around, he sees that the valley is covered with human bones. They are everywhere, and they are dry and brittle. And then God commands Ezekiel to speak. Prophesy over these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Ezekiel 37, 4 through 6. As Ezekiel speaks these words to the dry bones around him, he hears a sound, then a rattling. And then he looks out to see the bones coming together, sinews attaching, and the skin covering the once decayed bodies. Then God breathes life into these bodies, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Verse 10. This is the difference between those who have been made alive in Christ and those who have not. A resurrected being versus a pile of dry, brittle bones. One chapter earlier, God had promised through Ezekiel that he would come to his people, transplant their stone hearts for living hearts, and put his very spirit inside them. Ezekiel